Welcome back, Under the Moon. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Reese.
And in this episode, we're going to discuss last episode. Woo!
Yay!
So go back and check it
out.
Camille is at a party, but instead of
dancing,
she's in her room on her phone.
She's totally not the center of attention. So parties in dreams represent the need to have fun, the need to let loose, the need to be relaxed, and that's all great. But as we know, Camille was totally avoiding the party, which means, does she need the exact opposite? Or maybe she just really needs to be the center of attention for once.
And then also it could be her need to relax and, you know, like a spa day, I guess.
Maybe she needs a spa day.
Maybe she needs a spa day. Anyway, so then this guy walks up to her and tells her that he's a murderer, and that's kind of weird. So
it's kind of weird, yeah.
Murderers represent something or someone that you're trying to escape because, you know, they're dangerous and you want to avoid
that you're trying to escape from. I really just need to.
But it can also be a quality about yourself that you're trying to escape, which is kind of interesting because if Camille is feeling, you know, less confident and she's feeling like she's insignificant or she's not getting the attention that she would like, maybe she's starting to feel a little insecure about herself.
She could also be feeling insecure about not speaking up. Because as we see later in the dream, she has some encounters with her family members, and they all act like everything is normal while she's just being chased by a murderer. So maybe Camille feels like this trait that she doesn't like about herself is actually the fact that she doesn't speak up.
Yeah, and maybe she feels like even when she does speak up, no one's listening to her.
Facts.
Anyway. The next thing we'll talk about is friends. Camille has a lot of friends in her dream come up, even her ex-friend, Gloria.
It's funny because in Camille's dream, the only attention she gets are from people who aren't the nicest.
Yeah, because like Gloria.
Gloria represents her ex-friend.
The other friends in her dream kind of
ignore her, laugh at her, mind
their own business.
Exactly.
Kind of makes sense because friends represent an aspect of a personality that you may be avoiding. So it could be the friend that appears in your dream, maybe whatever personality that they're representing in the dream could represent an aspect of their personality that you are trying to avoid.
That Camille is trying
to
avoid.
Yeah, that Camille is trying to avoid. Right. And since Camille's friends are ignoring her and not really paying her any attention, that could be the aspect of their personality that she is
unsatisfied with. Yeah. Exactly. In a dream, an ex-friend represents a lesson that you learned from the friend in real life, that you may be needing to apply to a current situation or problem or relationship. It could also mean that Camille was recently reminded of this ex-friend in her consciousness, her daily life, and her mind just brought it back up in her dreams.
Yeah, and it could also be like maybe she has a desire to reconnect with Gloria, but maybe she also feels like that's not possible, or the relationship that they had previously to being ex-friends is unreachable now.
And as we see in the dream, Camille is very hesitant to be talking to Gloria at first, so maybe this means that something about Gloria is what she's avoiding too. Maybe there's an aspect to Gloria that is the same as her other friends. Maybe the whole point is that Gloria never listened to her or they didn't connect really, and that's how she's feeling with some other people in her life right now.
So the next thing that we're going to discuss is strangers, which is kind of the opposite of a friend.
Yeah.
So strangers, we've already talked about this many times. It's kind of like
the fear of unknown.
Yeah, they symbolize unknown, uncertainty, fear, and I guess danger.
Yeah.
but they can also represent feeling emotional but not really understanding why they're feeling emotional. So maybe Camille is going through some sort of emotional crisis or situation in her life that she's not really sure why she's feeling this way.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to explore, and her mind is trying to come up with ideas for why she's feeling that way.
She's trying to get to the root of the problem, but she just can't get anywhere.
Yeah. And then we see in her dream, when she is holding her blanket for comfort, it shows that she's kind of reaching back to her childhood and into that safety and that the known part of her life. But then when she loses her blanket, her dream kind of pushes her away from it and kind of tells her that she needs to, like, you know,
leave the safety.
Change.
Yeah, grow up. Mature. Because Camille's childhood blanket represents childhood, and she's not going to be a child for much longer. You know, babies have to be taken care of. They have to be loved and nurtured, and they can't do it all by themselves. And so maybe Camille is feeling a little bit like she hasn't been getting enough love, but she hasn't been getting enough attention and nurturing. Or maybe even she has been the one giving out all the attention and the love.
And she maybe doesn't feel like it's being reciprocated?
Yeah, exactly.
So she steps on a green rectangle. The color green represents, what does it represent?
Emotional issues that you need to overcome.
Yes.
Green also represents envy, I know that. Maybe she feels that other people are getting more attention than her or something. Going back to the thought of she might be feeling like she's not listened to enough.
And it might not be something that's conscious to her. It could be in her subconscious. Like, she might not even be aware that she's feeling this way. And that goes back to the stranger, like, she's not understanding why she's feeling this way. She's probably never felt this before. Rectangles represent doing something and not listening to another person.
Mm-hmm.
But since Camille is walking on the rectangle, it kind of is kind of flipped upside down. Mm-hmm. And she might be the one who's not being listened to. But we aren't, like, professionals. We don't know for sure. If you have any ideas, comment down below. What does the green rectangle represent?
And I think that it could definitely be the opposite, where Camille is the one not being listened to. Because we see in the beginning of the dream, when she first meets the murderer, she invites the murderer to come talk with her, to come sit down, even though she's a little confused why he's there. Which even the confusion makes it seem like she's just used to not getting enough attention.
And then she climbs up these boxes and she looks down at the ground and there's a bunch of doors, but they're all locked, so she can't escape.
Whoa!
I mean, this is, like, doors represent so many things, like change, new opportunities, new beginnings, like going through and entering a new phase. But since they're locked, it's kind of like trapping her in this phase of her life, probably. Mm-hmm. And
or a pattern, even.
Like, there's no escape from it.
No ending the cycle.
Yes. And she maybe feels like she's stuck.
Definitely.
In this emotional transition phase that she's going through.
An emotional transition phase. Later in the dream, Camille's family kind of comes into play, and her mom is there. But her mom goes against Camille's wishes and sends Gloria a DM on Instagram.
Right. Again, it's kind of like her mom isn't considering her feelings. It's kind of weird that she would, like, just take her phone without asking and without, you know, permission. Even in this situation, her mom doesn't listen to her when she just goes and takes the phone without even asking her permission.
Grabs it.
Camille and her husband goes to this hotel, and there's a ton of mice, so they try to kill the mice. But at first, Camille tries to kill the mice alone, and the husband is just sitting and reading the newspaper.
And doesn't even try to help her. Camille probably is feeling like she's doing everything on her own.
Yeah, and this kind of goes back to her childhood blanket. Like, she used to get all this attention and all this help and support, mm-hmm. and now she feels like she's growing up and left more on her own. The mice represent insignificance, meekness, and fear.
Insignificance, interesting because meekness, and fear!
And it's interesting because she's stomping on the mice. She's kind of taking charge, and she's killing all these feelings of
insignificance, meekness, and fear!
you know, lack of importance.
Yeah.
She's trying to kill them on her own. She can't do it by herself. She needs someone to help her, and that's why the husband comes and helps. However, they meet a special mouse.
Ah! This one's my favorite.
I can talk! My name is Mouse!
They find this mouse much better than the other ones.
And they don't kill it, because this mouse can talk. And this mouse is more powerful than the rest of the mice.
And bigger. I think that this mouse represents all the people who are getting the attention that Camille isn't getting. And maybe Camille likes this mouse because everyone else would like this mouse. I don't know.
Well, she might envy the mouse.
She might envy the mouse, right.
To skip some of parts because it's such a long dream, we won't have time for everything. So we're just going over the main, like, important things that kind of all kind of
come together,
collide. Later in the dream, Gloria and Camille throw a party together, and they're putting CDs in a CD player. It's kind of weird. Why would they be putting CDs in a CD player? Like, most people play music on their phone, you know?
Yeah.
So the CD player is significant. And it represents the power to change or control a situation.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds so big.
This kind of makes sense, going back to the mice idea, where she's stomping on and trying to squash these bad feelings.
Mm-hmm.
She's controlling...
Feelings of inadequacy.
Yes.
Feelings of inferiority. Feelings of depression, anxiety, fear.
She's... taking control and power, and she's...
Yes!
She's filtering through all the bad emotions.
Yes, all the negative emotions.
Bobbert gives Camille a lot of choices, whether she wants to, you know, spray someone with Windex or drink two solution. There's a ton of choices, and Camille has to choose between them. So this represents needing to make a difficult choice in real life. Or take action, which is very similar to the CD player, in that she's trying to control and take charge over a situation.
And that also goes back to needing more attention, trying to gain more attention, trying to feel important. Because no one will listen to you if you don't say anything.
This is our advice to you, Camille.
Up.
Speak up, use your voice, and... if people don't want to listen to you, then you gotta find some people who will.
Exactly. And not crazy ones like Gloria, the murderer, Bobbert, or anyone else in this
or
dream.
Or the stranger.
Yeah.
From the beginning, who has that weird container.
Yeah.
Thing. Oh, creepy.
Luke, I am your father.
Oh, my God. At the end, she's defeated by Bobbert.
Even though she tries so hard to gain power.
He looks like a friend of hers.
Yeah, Bobbert looks like Nick.
Yeah.
A friend.
It's kind of like a familiar face, but a lack of trust. And she doesn't actually
she
know.
She doesn't trust Nick, I understand.
It could be that.
Just kidding.
But maybe it's not just Nick, maybe it's just her friends in general. Mm-hmm.
Maybe she just has a lack of trust in other people. This lack of trust stems from feeling unheard.
I don't know. If you...
I don't know.
If you have any ideas, let us know.
Us making this video about what this dream could mean? I don't know.
It could be a lot of things.
Let's go to bed now.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you enjoyed this video, give it a smash like and subscribe.
Give it a smash like. Where do I find the smash like?
Like
if you don't like this video because you feel that we're unprofessional and we suck, hey, click the dislike video. Gets our engagement rates up.
The dislike button.
not yeah. video.
Oh, wait. We're so tired. We got less than 5 hours of sleep last night. We both had terrible nights, and we're kind of dead, and I ran in flip-flops for 2 miles today. 1:50 p.m. I gotta eat my salad. It's in the fridge. This is my cue to leave.
Catch you next time under the moon. Or back under the moon. Why can't I remember our own slogan? Catch you next time back under the moon.
Slogan, right, because we're that.
Shh. I'm Sydney. Wait, just kidding.
Look at my hair. Look at my
hair. Oh my god. I'm Reese.
And I'm Sydney.
Bye.
Woo-shoo.